Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Sing it, son. Here we go.
Before I turned around, that girl was gone.
One of the greatest lines in country music. Here we go.
Bartender, pour me something strong.
Everybody!
Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him.
Woo!
Here's to the girl who wrecked my world. That angel who did me in.
Sing it, boy.
I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. Got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Good morning,
wow.
Joe.
Wow.
Great stuff.
Hey.
Good Lord, dude. Do you get tired of being awesome?
Do you get tired of being awesome? That's a great question. Wow. How you doing, buddy?
I'm blessed. I'm doing all right, man. How about y'all?
Not too bad. What do you got planned for the July 4th weekend?
I'm going to be in Greeley, Colorado. I believe, yeah, I think that's right. New Mexico tomorrow. I got a day off, and then another stop in Greeley, Colorado, for the 4th.
How tough is it? Obviously, with Justin Moore, we get to see how tough it is the weekends having to travel, being away from wife and kids.
Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part, man. That's actually why they pay me. It'll pay me to play music. That's fun, but to travel and being away from the kiddos and my wife and my home and everything, that's the hard part. So, but well, I signed up for this a long time ago.
Well, you've managed it in a great way. And, we told you the other day that whoever's doing your social media doing a really good job. You're popping up everywhere on our algorithm. But I noticed a new song I sent to Roger, and I said, I think this may be new. I'm not sure. And it's, C'est la vie. And so then I started trying to Google, is that a new release, C'est la vie?
Yeah, man. I don't think it's technically out yet, although radio got a copy of it yesterday. It was serviced to all of radio, so the that's a really good sign. But I heard you guys talking about the spelling of it. It is spelled redneck.
How's it spelled?
We spell it S-A-Y. Actually, I said the songwriters spell it S-A-Y, la, L-A, and V, just a letter V. I know it's normally spelled C-apostrophe-E-S-T,
right.
La, V-I-E, but, we're in the country. We do things a little different.
You're right.
No, well, listen, I heard it yesterday. I sent it to Roger. Go, man, this sounds great. And so,
I had no idea. I thought you might have got. I said, there's no way, because I don't think his hair.
Roger's looking at the video. I think his hair is different.
I love the song because it's an upbeat song. I love stuff like that. Well, it's like a little laundry list thing.
Your call dropped for a second, Joe. You were saying, which was positive about the radio station. What were you saying? Call dropped for about 10 seconds. What were you saying about that?
Oh, sorry about that. It's good that radio got it yesterday, and they played it for the first time yesterday. So as soon as they did have access to play it, they played it.
Okay.
That's always a good sign.
Oh, that very much so. It's catchy, and there's a clip of it on Joe's social media. If you go to it, you'll be able to see that or listen to it. But, yeah, it's got a good feel to it. Yeah, again, we enjoy doing that with Justin. When Justin will release a new song, we get excited about it because, always we're rooting for the song to – go to the top. And you've been in the business a long time. You feel good about this song, huh?
I do. It's one of those, we used to call them ditties. I guess it's still called ditties.
Yeah, you bet.
But I feel really great about it because it's a good, fun song, man. Those always seem to usually have a better chance of doing well. The catchy earworm types.
Yep.
It's not serious. I think people are kind of looking for something that's not as serious or angry somehow. So I like keeping that fun, mellow attitude sometimes,
Well, tequila makes your – Oh,
good to have fun.
Yeah, tequila makes your clothes fall off. That certainly has been a fun song that's made you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I love the play on C'est La Vie. That's a great, brilliant idea. I know you're keeping up with all things sports, too. I thought it was interesting. The Razorbacks get another shortstop through the transfer portal, this time a Tennessee volunteer. Did you see that?
I did not see it, but I've heard their incoming transfer portal class is insane, according to a couple of different sites.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man. I love that.
Yeah, this kid, the other shortstop they signed, I think this kid was ranked 10th best shortstop in the transfer portal, and the other one was the 8th. And I think they're all holding their breath now, Van Horn is, for the Major League Baseball draft.
Yeah.
You know, he lost a couple of the guys he thought he was going to get last year, and that's sort of what you got to deal with. But, you know, he's already admitted he's got more money, Joe, and he's spending it, and he feels a lot better than he did after last year's transfer portal class.
Man, I love hearing that. I love hearing that he's confident again in this money situation. That's kind of the key to this whole thing, not just baseball, but if we can just get the right amount of donations, get the right amount of energy, right amount of NIL, man, why can't we put together some championship?
Yeah.
And again, I'll always say he's the guy to do it, man. I think that guy's got one coming,
yeah,
a title that is,
yep,
and it's just long overdue, and I think he's about to get one.
I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock for sponsoring not only Joe Nichols but Trey Reed today, Chad and Stephanie Powers. Thanks so much to them. So, Joe, early on today, we're going over to Marianna to a world-famous barbecue place called Jones Barbecue. It's been open since 1910, so over 100 years. And Marianna, the east side of the state, Joe, you're a little bit young. Maybe you know this history, but those teams in the 60s that did so great for Brewers that won a national championship and would go toe-to-toe with Texas, a lot of the great players came out of the east side of the state of Arkansas. And one of them in the 70s was a guy by the name of Dennis Dirt Winston. I don't know if you've heard that name before. He was on the All-Century team in the 1900s. Of course, that's when I played, and he was in the 70s. I was in the 80s. But, you know, you look at that guy, and he had 22 tackles against USC, who was number 5 at the time when they came to Little Rock and they beat them. And then he goes on to the Steelers, wins 2 Super Bowls with a steel curtain. He actually starts and plays besides Jack Lambert and Jack Hamm and Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
And you just really, you know, again, a reminder is that, you know, this state has the potential to create great players. And he was undersized, but he was lightning fast and he was a terror on the field.
Yeah, man. It's funny. I used to watch the Steelers. When I was a little kid, I didn't really have a professional football team other than the Arkansas Razorbacks. I love the hog and the helmet. That's always what, you know, kind of got me interested in watching football. But the pro teams, I never really followed other than specific players that were named Joe. And I'm still kidding. I like Joe Montana. I like Mean Joe Green. So I did
That's
get
awesome.
I did get familiar with the Steelers there, man. They had some incredible defenses. And, yeah, absolutely, I'm familiar with Dirt Winston and Darius Winston, too, much later. But
yeah, funny you bring that up. Darius did not. He was probably the most heralded guy of the Winston family. He was a 5-star DB and just didn't translate his success on the hill. But his nephew, Billy Winston, actually was a freshman with me, Joe. He was a tight end that ended up being a starting tight end on those Cotton Bowl teams that we were Quinn Grovey. So, yeah, that Winston name is obviously very, very impressive. There was one other thing, too, you know, I think it's important, too, that we remind ourselves of, you know, Arkansas may not produce a lot of numbers, but that it can produce quality players. Darren McFadden, Sean Andrews, Peyton Hillis. There are players that can come out of here, but it takes, you know, good football coaches.
Dan Hampton,
exactly right. But so the state doesn't produce a lot of numbers, Joe, but it has the potential to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was a high school Hale, if y'all remember Ryan Hale. He had in the NFL.
You bet.
The Giants when they made a run.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl. So, he was a funny kid. I agree with you, man. Every now and then we get some really good quality guys that stick around in the NFL for a while. Look at Brandon Allen, you know, even as a backup.
Boy.
He turned out of 8-year, 10-year career or something like that.
You know, it's crazy.
That's pretty,
it is. You know, it's funny. And you look at his numbers. He had gaudy numbers when he was quarterback here. A lot of people gave him grief. You know, somebody tried to burn his truck or whatever. But he's probably had one of the better NFL careers, even though as a backup, of anybody. Listen, when you're a solid backup
and
quarterback and to do it for 8 years and teams
absolutely
are still willing to pay you,
absolutely.
He's a millionaire because of that. You know, that's
absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, man.
This summer, you know, I think we told you we're going to go down and do the NASCAR thing in a few days. We're going to go down to Cliff Harris. Cliff Harris is another Arkansan that, even though he did not go to the Razorbacks, another example of great talent. He goes to 5 Super Bowls. You know, he's not recruited hardly by anybody out of high school. He goes to Wichita Baptist and then ends up playing against those same Steelers teams we were talking about. And but we're going to go to his house and then going to go to the Star in Frisco. So unlike you, we're not going to perform music. We're going to eat. We're going to watch racing, Roger, and everything else. Yeah, that's what we do. That's how we roll. We appreciate you. This is the time of the year where, you know, some other the sports stations, sports shows sort of struggle, but we're sort of pop culture. We love music. We love movies. We do a movie review, which tomorrow will be The Patriot with Mel Gibson. Do you ever watch movies? Do you have time to watch movies with your kids or your family?
On the bus.
On the bus.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I just took my 14-year-old. I don't advise doing this for any parent out there. My 14-year-old talked me into taking her to a movie called Backrooms yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe it's a new movie about an internet, kind of phenomenon about like alternate reality kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she talked me into this, and I got to tell everybody out there, spoiler alert, that movie's terrible. That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. I sat for 2 hours of this.
Oh, no.
God awful. So anyway, if anybody's out there looking for a good movie recommendation, I do recommend y'all stay 30 feet away from that.
Christian, did you know which one he's talking about? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Is it bad?
I thought it was fine. It was middling.
14, okay. Yeah, listen, Joe, the main thing is that you took your kid to the movies. That's the thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of time for movies. And, I was already taking a chance because she kind of researched and she talked me into it because the only thing that was R-rated about the movie was the language. And I'm like, all right, I can understand some language stuff. We just don't do any adult scenes or anything like that. And a little bit of gore, you know, okay, I can handle that. I can talk that through. But but man, that was just so bad. I don't have time for a lot of movies. So I got to pick them well. I got to choose them well. Now, we did see last week also Disclosure Day.
Oh, how was that?
That was you know, it was pretty hyped. It was okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's one that I felt it was pretty good.
Not good.
You know, it's pretty good. I had high expectations with Steven Spielberg, but it was pretty good.
Well, they say the last 20 minutes the first hour and a half were sort of slow. The last 20 minutes made up for is what we've been told. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Pretty good, yeah. I thought, you know, I kind of follow that topic a little bit over the last couple of years because it's just gotten really interesting, pretty wild what the government is doing and saying nowadays compared to what it was like when we were kids. You know, it was just such a taboo topic, and now all of a sudden it's kind of mainstream. Pretty wild to me.
I can see it now.
So anyway, so kind of seeing that, I don't know, that culture, that the people that follow that stuff and kind of becoming interested in the topic to watch that movie. I'm like, yeah, I kind of knew all this stuff already. It's funny to see it in the movie. Like, all right, this is real. It's happening.
Listen, I think I can see it already, Roger and Christian. The Joe Nichols movie review. Absolutely. On the Morning Mayhem there.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, Joe. You can write them all.
Pretty short review. That movie's terrible. In my best Chuck Barkley voice.
terrible. That's right.
Absolutely. Listen, you got to understand, Joe, when we're doing movies and we do movie reviews, most of them are because one of the three of us has it, or at least one of the three of it has not seen it. It could be The Patriot. It could be Smoke and the Bandit.
Gladiator.
We give Smoke and the Bandit 5 stars.
Oh, we can watch Smoke and the Bandit 100 times.
That's Tombstone. We give it 5 stars. Yeah. Things like that. Chariots of Fire sucks. You know, nobody wants to watch Chariots of Fire. Screw that. Yeah.
So,
and it won all kinds of Academy Awards, I think, right?
It did. So before we let you go, just to make sure, the new single is C'est La Vie. Is that correct? That's the actual title of it?
Yeah.
That's right. C'est La Vie. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
La Vie.
Well, hey, listen, congratulations on the new release. We'll play it next week when it gets out officially.
Right.
And have yourself a great July 4th. Be safe on the road, and have a good one, buddy. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go Hogs and happy birthday, America. Yeah,
yeah, go
happy
Hogs.
Happy birthday,
that's
America.
Right.
Thank you, Joe Nichols, everybody. Let's see if this